Meanwhile, the energy portfolio is no doubt one of the most important portfolios in government. So when the energy minister designate Kwatri Ejiakor appeared before Parliament's appointments committee yesterday, he was put through a rigorous scrutiny that traveled late into the night. The issue here bordered on Mr. Ejiakor's insistence that an energy contract floating storage regasification unit, or FSRU, by the previous administration had been improperly done. Besides, he had claimed that the World Bank was breathing on the former president to establish certain committees in the energy sector. Let's listen to the exchanges between the energy minister designate and the leadership on the minority side of the appointments committee.
It is for him how you got it, but let him control it, because these are his documents and these are his evidence. Let him control reading.
Let me tell the record that Honorable Aiga has raised the issue that a cabinet memo which may be labeled secret, but that should be read on public. And I wanted a discussion on that to draw a conclusion. So it did not appear that anybody was doing a kululu. But the decision is that of those who ask the question, they want to please proceed. Mr. Chairman, this is a bulky document, and I can leave it with you. Also, the Gas Master Plan 2014.
Mr. Chairman, the greatest respect.
Please. The matter under consideration was he was fishing out a section that states that the World Bank put pressure on the president. But he's reading a very long, and now he said that it's a bulky. He should then make reference to the paragraph where the World Bank was putting pressure on the former president to form this committee. That's all we're asking for.
Mr. Chairman, page 7 of, they give 5 summary agreed next steps. And the key one, re-evaluate alternate fuel supply option to inform the decision. And this is in reference to the FSRU that had been recommended in the Gas Master Plan of 2014. The Gas Master Plan is specific that you need one FSRU.
Mr. Chairman, the sad thing is that, you see, you make an allegation, and I'm insisting that if he cannot make reference to the section where the World Bank put pressure on the former president, he should withdraw it. And that's the most honorable thing to do, so that we can proceed. Because, I mean, I have well over 50 more questions to ask. If he's going to delay, I'm sure we'll be here till tomorrow morning. Yes. So if he cannot make reference to a reference paragraph about the World Bank putting pressure on the former president, he simply withdraws. That's the rules of this house, and then we'll be able to make progress.
The minority leader, Haruna Idris, also insisted that Mr. Ejiakor provide evidence that the former president was corrupt and had procured 3 FSRUs.
To avoid or mitigate the expected excess and associated costs, the following actions are to be taken. 1, development of all conventional power projects will be suspended through a formal cabinet decision that will reaffirm the earlier verbal directive for a moratorium from government. 2, legal and financial review to rationalize Vaalco's demand of export of electricity.
Chairman, will you... Oh, it will tender. It should refer to the paragraph that deals with the World Bank. Chairman, recall that when the Honorable Suhini got the floor and made comments that largely rested heavily on the bank and not the nominee, you exercised discretion, right, stopped him, went further to deny him the opportunity to go ahead. The nominee in his earliest answers sought to insinuate that the president is corrupt because he has procured 3 FSRUs. Can you submit to this committee and to parliament signed contracts of all these FSRUs and any financial commitment made pursuant to those contracts? We find your comments, your insinuations unacceptable, an attempt to denigrate the former president, and you must provide further evidence that independent audits have been conducted on the value for money for these projects before you could have come to these conclusions. But we want, for the record, I'm aware that Sahara came to parliament, I'm aware that no contract was signed. We want you to produce before this committee evidence of three FSRU's contract signed, financial commitment made by the state and by extension the person you referred to, Endes, to assist the work of this committee. Thank you, Chairman. Hope you may continue.
Hello. I take this as an application to be ruled upon by me. Is that right? It is not. First, application is premised on the assumption that the member has said here that the president was corrupt. That matter has been determined. That his question was that he made a press conference elsewhere, not here. This committee would not make rulings based on press conferences made elsewhere.
Now you heard excerpts from the version of